Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Tiernua is focused on supporting Ireland's energy transition through investment in new green infrastructure projects. And it got a big shot in the arm worth €140 million yesterday from the Irish Sovereign Wealth Fund, ICIF. But have the old problems which have dogged infrastructure projects gone away? Not by a mile. And what will be done with the money? David O'Brien is the chief executive of Tiernua and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks
remind
for having
us,
me.
Remind us what Tiernua does.
So Tiernua is a new private markets infrastructure manager based here in Ireland. It's really first of its kind in Ireland, where it's looking to focus on infrastructure investment, really developing new infrastructure and supporting growth businesses, with a particular focus on the energy transition, where we think there's going to be significant need for private capital over the coming years.
And does that mean that you're investing in wind turbine investment and infrastructure and heat pump infrastructure and solar panel farms?
All of the above, Joe. Yeah. So our focus really will be across infrastructure that helps decarbonize the economy. So renewable power, wind, solar, batteries, absolutely in scope. Grid reinforcement and support infrastructure, green transportation, renewable fuels. All of that is within scope, where we're really trying to support businesses to deliver new infrastructure and to support the growth of corporates looking to help develop and deliver
and
that infrastructure.
And to that end, you've set up this Climate Action Fund.
Yeah, so this is an infrastructure fund focused on energy transition, as we discussed. And Tiernua, as a new private markets platform, has very strong backing from its institutional shareholders, so Irish Life Investment Management, and with Northleaf Capital Partners as well. And our first fund to invest, which we expect to be first of a series of funds, obviously we saw the announcement yesterday where we've got very strong backing from ICIF, which is great to see. And we also have very strong backing from our co-anchor investors in Irish Life Assurance and Canada Life Assurance.
And you've got this fund, and are you going to invest in specific companies or specific projects?
So it'll be a combination, Joe. We're looking to be really support both companies that are looking to develop infrastructure and then be a capital provider, a capital partner to them to help deliver those projects.
And you'll take a stake in those companies then?
So we'll take an equity stake in those projects. So really what we're trying to bring is that catalytic equity capital really help required in that mid-market sector in Ireland. So from our perspective, you know, we focus on investments in probably the 30 to 80 million equity checks per investment, looking to support those businesses in what they're doing on the development side, but also being there as the long-term project equity.
And what kind of returns would you hope to achieve? I mean, obviously, it has to be averaged out, and we're generalizing now, and obviously every project is different. Would you hope to get 4, 5, 6, 7% per annum?
Well, the nature of this fund is really we're investing in what we would call kind of from a risk profile is really the right place to start. So we think of it investing in core plus or value add would be the industry term. So this is really equity that's looking to take risk, be risk capital to help deliver for these businesses and
money that they wouldn't
projects.
Get from the banks.
Potentially. So, well, this is money that I think would unlock and be catalytic to unlocking the banks.
Right.
So for example,
co-funding.
Yeah, so to give an example, if we were investing in a project, for instance, alongside a developer, we might be the project equity, and that would unlock the ability to bring in debt financing, so project financing. So there's a real multiplier effect in terms of the actual capital that it brings to play here in the energy transition in Ireland.
Now, you're investing in infrastructure, and infrastructure has been a bad word in this country for quite a few years, i.e. we just can't seem to do the grand projet, as the French would call it. Are you now more confident that we'll be able to do big projects in light of the action plan on infrastructure, which was published at the beginning of December?
Yes, I do, Joe. Look, I think it's taken Ireland time to get to this point. I do believe we're at a pivotal point now where there's just such a need for this infrastructure. And we're also seeing the action plans coming through. And we've got the Critical Infrastructure Bill, and there's other policy support that is actively in development and which we expect to see starting to deliver through this year that will be a real tailwind for investing. And really what it's trying to do is to eliminate the bottlenecks and facilitate project delivery, which has been a real challenge. And that will have a real positive impact in terms of being able to bring additional private sector capital to help build out the infrastructure. It's very important for investors if you provide an environment and a support network where they can see that there's strong support for the build out of that infrastructure. That provides a pipeline of opportunities, and that provides a backdrop where people have confidence that there's this support of the state in delivering the infrastructure. So I do think we're at a really pivotal point right now in our journey to deliver the infrastructure. And that's why I think the timing for Tír Nua right now is really important. I think we've saw with ISIF and their commitment to Tír Nua. Yeah. I think the broader commitment that we're seeing from ISIF as well to double up.
Do you think up to this we had a major problem with either NIMBYism or judicial reviews?
Look, I think infrastructure all over the world is always...
No country has more judicial reviews per head of population than this.
So, look, I think judicial reviews, I think, have played their part in delaying infrastructure delivery in Ireland. And I think Ireland has been slow in getting to this point, and it's taken time to get to this point. However, I do think that the policy initiatives that really have been, you know, in the works and being underscored over the last number of years really will start to make a difference in project delivery. There's always going to be an element of planning and delivery in any infrastructure in any jurisdiction that you operate in. And I think being able to bring some guidance and rules of the road to that is going to be super helpful.
And will the energy spike focus minds, do you think, politically, about getting, weaning ourselves off fossil fuel dependency?
Yeah, and look, I think that's already there. And if we look at the recent events that have been happening, I mean, that only goes to underscore, particularly Ireland as an island nation, it really underscores its need to take control of its own destiny. And particularly, obviously, that, you know, minds are very focused on the energy complex, but infrastructure is a big piece of that. And Ireland being able to have its own sovereignty around that and control of that is really important. So all of those events just really underscore everything that is happening.
I presume you guys don't accept retail investors into the fund.
No, this is much more of an institutional type fund product that we have here, Joe.
Well, thanks very much. And best of luck with it for all of our sakes. That's David O'Brien, the chief executive of the infrastructure company Tír Nua.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.